Welcome to the Bex Artist Spotlight. Exclusive to Vibes.live.
Trans Vibes on Vibes Live, coming to you from our studios in Johannesburg, South Africa, on a Saturday night. And of course, we did say that we are going to be having a chat to this absolutely incredible vocalist all the way from Italy. And joining us tonight, all the way from Italy, and somebody that we've been mentioning quite extensively, is of course Danny, also known as Daniela Presta. Good evening, Danny. Welcome to the show. How are you doing this evening?
Hi, everyone. I'm very happy and very excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Danny, it's an absolute pleasure. And I know you were in our channel and chat just the other day, and everybody was like, oh, Daniela is here, and so on. And that was your first time on Twitch. How did you think of that experience?
I think it's unbelievable, and I'm very, very, very excited.
Daniela, tell us how you got into music. I mean, you were a young kid. Of course, your dad was a singer as well. What exactly got you into music, and how did you get into music?
I've loved singing and writing songs since I was a child. I've explored different musical genres, from soul to dance to pop, but I never found my own space in the Italian music industry. And I always felt out of place. Then I met Winterborn, Marco Perani, and we began a wonderful journey together. And when I discovered trance music and melodic techno, I felt a sense of immense freedom, because no one told me how to behave, what to write, or how to dress. And for me, it was amazing.
You also love the music from the 80s and the 90s, because as far as I know, you're also a very, very well-versed live performer, because you did quite a lot of performance of those styles of music.
Yes, because years ago, I was a live performer, and I sang in a lot of party bands for so many years, and I'm very attached to the music of that period from the 90s. It's absolutely amazing. Now I don't do live, but in October I will be at the ADE Festival. I'm very happy to take part to it, because it's the first time for me, and I'll sing a song, our new song, with Bix. He'll play our song and I'll sing at the ADE on October.
Are you looking forward to the live performance with Bix in October?
Yes, I can't wait. I can't wait to perform live. For me, it's a challenge, and I can't wait to do it.
Daniela, I want to ask you about a song that grabbed our attention, because I know you've been in the industry for a couple of years now, but there's one song in particular that stands out for me, because we actually know the guy that dated Amy from Evanescence, and you did a cover of My Immortal. Tell me a little bit more about your history and this absolutely iconic song.
I'm very attached to this song, because this is the first song that I sang in my life when I was a child. This song, in a certain way, saved my life. I love to say this, because it's very heartfelt. And even if it's a cover, I would never do something that I don't feel on my skin. This song, for me, it's absolutely masterpiece, but it's heartfelt. In a certain way, it's like I'd written this song by myself. I don't know how to say. I love Evanescence. I love Amy Lee. And this song is an absolutely masterpiece. I think angels wrote this song.
Daniela, in this career of yours, I mean, you've now gone into trance and performing trance and so on. Is there a particular moment in your career that stands out where you went, wow, I'm absolutely loving this. This is what I want to do. That special moment for you.
Yes. When Hero came out last year on Nocturnal Nights, I started receiving a series of messages on Instagram from people who identified with my song and who, listening to it, felt what I felt. And that's when I realized that this emotion, this intense emotion, was the meaning of my life. So I think this is the special moment.
Now, Daniela, when you write lyrics for a track, because obviously you are Italian, you write, of course, a lot of your lyrics in Italian and then you translate it and so on. Where does the drive to write something come from? Does it come from a place of sadness? Does it come from a place of happiness? What inspires you to write the kind of lyrics that you do?
Good question. Maybe I'm more inspired by pain, by sufferance. But in reality, I follow my instincts. When the producer sends me the track, I listen to it and I follow the creative flow. I never start with a predefined idea. The theme is the result of the emotion that the track inspired to me musically. At that point, I first work on the vocal melody, then I add the lyrics. And I'm very quick at creating songs because I have a deep need to express myself.
Not only are you classically trained and you started off at a young age, but you are also a well-accomplished writer. Does being a writer, okay, with a book actually coming up, but we'll talk about that just now, does that also help you in the writing and creative process of creating lyrics for some amazing tunes?
I think it depends on my approach, on my philosophical approach, because I studied and I graduated in philosophy, and this helps me a lot to write. Sometimes I describe what I feel, emotions, feelings, and sometimes I write about philosophical issues. For example, I wrote a song about the liquid love. That is a concept elaborated by Bauman. In this song, I talk about the liquid love, the liquid society, the individualism of our society. And for me, it's very, very important to try to explain some philosophical themes that are important in my life since I was a teenager, because I have always had this approach.
Talking about something that's important and writing about something that's important. Coming up on the 24th of April, there is a new track coming out, and at the same time, in the merch store, in the Spotify merch store, there's also a book. Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, I wrote this song called Belong to the Wind. It's a collaboration with Winterborn and Pipey, you know, two Italian great producers. And this song is coming out on April 24th. This is a song I'm most attached to because it's the product of a very powerful experience I shared with my grandmother before she passed away in August last year. And so I decided to write an ebook about how the song came about and some of my personal intimate reflections about life will be released an ebook on Spotify merchandising on the same date as the song, April 24th. And I'm very, very happy about it because in this book I talk about my grandmother too, her incredible, unbelievable story.
Based in philosophy and your own worldly experiences, if somebody, a vocalist, is listening to this interview right now, what words of advice would you give to that person?
I tell them to be themselves, because it sounds trivial, but it's not. It's not easy because you have to know how to say no. You have to dig deep inside yourself and understand who you really are. Because if you lie in your music, people will notice and won't listen to you. And so this is my advice, to be themselves, to be honest with the people, especially in this era, in this period, where it's so hard to distinguish reality from fiction. I think the authenticity has a value. For better or worse, people need to know that what I write is true and heartfelt. And so pronunciation mistakes, a colorful expression, for me are welcome, because human imperfection must be cultivated. This is my own thought, my own idea. I think that to be honest in the future can help you with your career, because you can maintain your personality. If you are yourself, you don't have problems in your music career, because people can notice this.
In this incredible musical career of yours that started off since the age of 9 years old, right? Has there been a crazy or wild experience that actually still stays in your memory?
I had a conversation with a producer who asked me not to use emoticons and hearts when I text him because his wife was jealous. And we were talking about music.
Okay.
We were talking about music and work. So I burst out laughing. Then I disappeared. But I wanted to tell him, my friend, this isn't really the job for you. Do something else.
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy moment.
Well, look, Daniela, there's going to be many more crazy moments in your career ahead. Coming up on the 24th of April, do check out the brand new single coming in from Daniela Bressa, Winterborn, and of course, Pipey. And the book is being released. And then, of course, later this year, around about October, you'll be able to catch Daniela live with Bix in Amsterdam. Daniela, thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat to us here on Vibes Live. Welcome to the Viberian family. You are now officially a Vibet, and we thank you once again for the time and for being here with us tonight.
Thank you, guys. You're too kind. Thank you for everything.